الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في الكلام المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كلوا من طيبات ما رزقناكم واشكروا لله إن كنتم إياه تعبدون يا أيها الرسل كلوا من الطيبات واعملوا صالحا إني بما تعملون عليم صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers, the most important thing for a person to do good deeds or have the urge or longing to do good deeds is to eat halal food. Halal food is the most important thing for a person's progress and success in this world. And that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first addressed to the Rasuls, the Nabis, to show the importance that they will always be eating halal food, but addressed to them first. That eat pure food. Pure food that will allow you to do good deeds. That will allow you to eat halal, that will give you the opportunity to do good deeds, good actions. Today, one of the reasons why that you find there's no real good actions or good deeds is because our intake is not halal. We don't show importance to it at all. Even if we make ibadat also, there's no real happiness or no real urge to do more good deeds. But there's more doing bad deeds and longing to do more bad deeds, all kind of deeds. Sin is something very open and rife today. We are not prepared to accept, feel hurt about the sins we commit to. Once you intake halal food in your stomach, then it allows you to see halal. It allows you to do good deeds. It allows you to keep away from sins. You have the urge to even do good deeds all the time. You understand, need more Quran, more zikr. Now today, you see people, they don't want to make zikr also. There's no concern at all. And the most important reason for that is because there's no halal intake today. No concern. And if you look at it very carefully, the means of unlawful means today being used for their sustenance is merely because of this, that they are worried of the earnings, but they're not worried of the expenses. The expenses must be concerned. Then you pay more attention to expenses, then you know how to use your earnings. In the hadith it mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will question us in a few things. How you spend your youth. How you spend your money. And where you earn the money from. From this hadith we come to know that we are not the owners of our wealth. We are not owners of anything. Every body of ours we are not owners of. It's all owned by Allah ta'ala. Your role, your soul, your everything of our body is owned by Allah Ta'ala. That means we'll be answerable for everything that we do. So if you take intake haram, the effect will be haram that you see haram everything. You take intake haram, you begin to talk all the haram things. So eyes is seeing haram, your tongue is seeing haram, your feet is going to haram, everything is going to haram because of the haram you take it. So you must not be under the impression that because you got wealth by you, that you're the owner of it. That you are free to use it how you want to use it. There's no such thing as that. You'll be questioned for everything that you do. You does nothing belongs to you. If a person gives his keys to his mother, to his worker, and says, "This is the key to my treasure," does not allow him to use it anyhow he wants to. He has to use it how the master wants him to use it. He's not free to use it. Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us an amanat, which is called wealth, which you and I must not be under the impression we can use it how we want to use it. Allah will question you. This we must understand very carefully, that we have to be answerable for everything that we do in this world. Inna dunya khuliqat lakum wa antum khuliqtum lil akhirah. This dunya is created for you that you can make the best of the dunya. But do not forget that you are created for the hereafter. So this wealth has to be made for the preparation for the hereafter. But sad to say that if you look at our condition today, that if you look at our nikahs, their weddings, let's get an example of it. Everyone turn a blind eye towards it. Not important at all how it's done, in which way they do it. Not important at all. Like it's ours, we can do whatever we want to. There's a boundary to everything. Tilka hududullah. Allah has given a boundary that we have to follow this boundary. We cannot exceed this boundary. In namaz, if you look at it very carefully, it's an ibadah that is a very great ibadah, but there's a boundary there too. If you love to read namaz a lot, it's very good, but if you read a time of sunset or sunrise, then that same namaz is no more namaz anymore, but it's a sin. Likewise, if a person reads namaz, he says, today 4 rakat, that means 6 rakats. Farz. Now, they look at namaz, a great ibadah like this. But if you decide to read the 6 rakat, will Allah accept it? There's a boundary for that. It's a very good act. Very great act. It brings you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Most close to Allah ta'ala at the time of sajda. But let us imagine, because he did not do it according to what Allah ta'ala wants him to do, the same ibadah now becomes a sin to him. Likewise, to keep fast is a very great ibadah, but a person thinks, now let me remake iftar, isha time. Because let me get extra sawab. Now you tell me, who is the person that can do that? That was going again to love Allah. So we have to understand that everything got a boundary. You cannot do what you want to do. You have to be in the boundary all the time. If we only show this concern and show importance that we have no dismut, that we have to live in because of Allah's command and follow it everywhere, then you become to realize, you become concerned to even your wealth that you got by you, will begin to use it the correct way. Today's wealth, if you look at it very carefully, you have two kinds. One, a person is very wealthy, but he's using it without not committing any sin. One is a person got wealth, but that wealth is contaminated with haram and halal. And one is a person got wealth that is halal, but he thinks he's free to use how he wants to use it. Now this is wrong. You must not be under the impression, as I mentioned earlier, that if this is the wealth Allah gave you, does not mean that you are free to use how you want to use it. You will be answerable for everything that you do. Like a person when he goes to the sea, he makes wudu. He can only make wudu 3 times washing hands, 3 times gardening, not more than that. He'll be answerable for that too. Likewise, the wealth that Allah gave you does not allow you to use it how you want to use it, is how Allah Ta'ala wants to use it. Today, people very quickly say, it's my money. It is not your money. If your money, then when you pass away, don't go with you. It's given to the next person. People work so hard to make a lot of money in this world, failing to realize it's making for others to enjoy, not you. But if you created that thing for others to enjoy, if you're doing the right thing, then you did something good for him. But Allah forbid, if that money that you left for him, for that person, he misuses the thing, the punishment goes towards you. Man is more concerned of this world. He's not concerned of what's going to happen in the next world. So even if our nikahs today is the same kind, Islam is a wall. If you break that wall, it's for you to go. In other words, remember that you do not become lavish, not with extravagance. You must use the money how Allah wants you to use it. Nikah, for example, I tell you. Our nikahs have gone to that extent. I'm not talking of numbers. I'm talking the manner how nikah is put. You want to invite people, you can invite how much you want to perform, invite. But does not allow you to have that kind of nikah with the extravagance of that kind, even the deco that carries on 1 million, 2 million rands. Who gave you the permission to use that man, that money in that way? Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he was married, the first thing when he went to his father-in-law's place, he saw that there was curtains outside the house, full of curtains. He says, well, how can I enter? Is the Kaabatullah came to your house, that you got curtains outside. Or your house is suffering from some fever or something. He did not enter the house until they removed that curtain, because that is now called extravagance. But today the extravagance got so high that a man got no money but just to keep his wife happy. He goes to that extent to beg and borrow to get the thing done how she wants it. In the end, the nikah breaks also. Because it's done again the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have been told that we can keep everything, but keep it simple. Simplicity is very important. It must be very simple. You can invite how many people want. You don't have to have a 10 menu, what have you today. That unfortunately, day after, you want to keep everyone happy, forgetting that you must keep Allah happy and no one else. Our pleasure must be only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the most important thing in this time, is to look after money. Look after money. My dear friends, you do not know that money just comes and goes. You can buy other things, you cannot buy money. Do not misuse your money. Do not think I got money today, I must just use it. Sufyan Thawri Rahmatullah Alayh in his time was a very great buzruk, and he had no love for the world at all, but he himself said, look after money. Because to look after iman, lies on looking after your money. If you got money, your iman is also taken care of. Allah forbid, if you got no money, your iman can go away too. In these days, it's so important. You find people are flashy with beautiful cars. They're flashy with beautiful buildings and properties, the rest of it. But it doesn't belong to them at all. You look at them, you see they are flourishing, but inside them they are crying. You can hide from people, as I say, my dear friends, you can hide from people. You can look at them and smile at them that you say, mashallah, you're very, very bright. But inside is dark. You only know what you're going through. The reason is because why? You did use the wrong avenue to get your money. If you use the correct avenue, definitely you won't be in this position. We are looking at others, they say, in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was so much of wealth at that time that the house was full of wealth. Because they followed the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With all the money they had, they made sure they spend the money how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted and used them. Today we're keeping everyone happy, we're not keeping Allah ta'ala happy. If we only can learn to keep Allah and Rasulullah SAW happy, then you find that your whole life will be in this way, revolving on in the way of Rasulullah SAW, then there will be some of the barakat. What is the meaning of barakat, my dear friends? Barakat means that you have so much of, your money is used in a correct way. It must be used in a correct way. You find so many people, millionaires, but who's enjoying the money? The doctors are enjoying the money. Others enjoying the money. You find he has to have so much of tablets to take to sleep also. With all the money he's got, he cannot have a good sleep also. You find that in a condition he's like that, that all the money, other than enjoying his money. What kind of money is that then? But if the same money used for the cause of Allah in different ways, the same money now becomes barakat in life. So if you look into our condition today, the sad part of it is this, that we do not know how to value money. Value of money is very important. We begin to save it. The reason is because we all are concerned of our expenses. Did you ever think of taking expense, they make a list of expenses and come to see how much of expenses you got, and from that expenses, 75% without exaggeration will come to realize it was not called for. You rather, instead of look at expenses, look at, follow, live according to your means. If you want that amount, live according to means. That's why Allah, Nabi Karim himself said, look at people lower than you, as far as dunya is concerned. If you look at people lower than you, as dunya is concerned, then you'll thank Allah subhanahu for everything. Today, we want to look at people higher than us. If I got two cars, I'm another part, I want to buy a helicopter. I want to buy this, I want to buy that. I want to be higher than the next person. You never reach there at all. But what you'll do, you'll do all the wrong things. Because I want to reach that place, now let me go the wrong avenue. The right avenue will be that you cannot, must not do it. The left avenue that you must go. And where you go to? You go to all the banks now. You make them rich, and they make you poor. Allah forbid, when you cannot meet it, everything of yours gone. Front of our eyes today in our society, you find people who are crying. They got everything, but they got nothing. They're in a position of everything, but they're collecting zakat. What is the reason for that? Is it not eye-opener for us to look after money? Money is something you have to look after, my dear friends. You don't know. Do not spend wildly. People are extravagant. They're going wild, lavishly. I must do this, I must do that. You cannot reach it. But if you look after money, then that same money, when the time comes for you to retire, it will help you to use it for good causes too. Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah Ali, one man made hijrah to Bakkatul Mukarrama, a very rich man. And he told him, Hazrat, I'm going now to Bakkatul Mukarrama. He said, whatever you do, look after money. Don't think you came here, give everything away. Look after. Today, people are giving the things away and forgetting the families. In the end, the family's got nothing and they go into homes. What's the reason for that? Because we do not know the value of money. The value of money is spent in the correct places, in the correct place. Give charity, no one says. Charity, there's a limit to also. If you haven't got it, do not give anyone else, but look after. But more important, ya your rusul kulu min at-tayyibat, eat halal food. Eat halal food. There was a person, you know, Rasulullah said, if you got a property, do not sell the property. Show you how important, if a person got a property, do not sell the property, but buy another property if you sell it under circumstances. That shows that how much a person has to look after his things. But today is like this, a person, I won't forget one incident of a person, when he passed away, he had few properties. The son was a fool. Wrong friends. Friends is a very bad thing. There's no friend in this world. Don't be under the impression you've got friends. Because I meet a lot of people who had beautiful, wonderful friends. The when they lost money, the friend's gone. The only person what you do is your wife. Your wife will be with the good days and bad days too. But she'll be in the worst condition. You treat her the worst. You give your friend the best of everything over your wife. But the moment of time when you got everything lost, the only person to look after you is your wife. She'll take care of you. I know so many people who are very, very sick. They were very, very, all with his friends all the time. Night they come late. All this thing, they're gallivanting everywhere. The moment they got sick, what happens? The only person takes care of their wife. And then that time you cry and say, you know, I regret now. The regret is what for? You're not regret. You want people to sympathize with you. That's the only reason why. So learn our mistakes. We learn not mistakes. They say, learn our mistakes. You would look at other people if they went through something. If you see a fella being bullying around, and next moment you see that person being now, you got paralyzed. Learn from his mistake, what he was doing to people, this is what happened to him. If you see another person being wild with money, lavish and every rest of it, and then see he's drowning, if you can't learn a lesson from them, what it is? Allah gave this thing to look at those conditions. So if we want wealth and health and happiness, the only way is to follow in the sunnah of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let us come back to normal. Eat halal food. Eat halal food. Halal food will bring into. Does not mean now you're going to look at people's house, hey, this person has halal, that person halal. I'm not saying that. Any Muslim house you go in, is halal. Don't overdo things too. Because when you overdo things, then look at down at people. That's a very big sin. To a lot of people got that very bad habit, them, you know. They think they know too much, you know. When a fatwa is given that is halal from the prominent ulama and muftis, now you want to go and dig there and find what is wrong there with that. Now, I don't want to do that now. If I listen to me now, you think, hey, you want to do that. What is halal is halal. But keep away from haram. Keep away from haram. Don't just go near haram. Yes, if you see a person openly committing sin all the time, he's a gambler or fornicator, when whatever he is, a gambler and rest of it, and you know it for sure, then you know not must try to keep away from that. Keep away. But generally, when we come to a person's house, in the five time namaz, the Quran, everything, then you question him, is your chicken is halal or that halal? Can you do all those things? You're not supposed to eat happily. Instead, in fact, if you're going to question him, the possibility that you question iman, Allah gets naraz for that too. So my topic today is to teach us, look after money, number one. Look after wealth. You can get everything, but you can't get wealth. And secondly, eat halal food. Everything must be halal. Third is, don't be extravagant. Do not be extravagant. Please, look after. Do not be extravagant. Now you had a good meal at home. Now because you went a drive for the family, they want certain things. Now you're full, but your eyes are too big. No, I must buy it now. They want the thing. If it's not necessary, you must not buy it. Not buy it. You must know where to draw the line. It's very important. But do not mice also. I don't talk of micing. Do not mice. Mice is a very bad thing. But little bit of mice so that it will balance you. Little bit of mice, not too much. Not all the time. It will balance you that, no, I'm not supposed to use it. In other words, when you spend money, think, am I using the right way or not? Ponder a little bit. Think before you do anything. I know a person buy a car or buy a business, he has to think before he does everything. Likewise in this matter too. Is it necessary or not? My child wants the thing there. Is it necessary? Is it important? No, because the mother wants it. Because this and no, you must think carefully. No, no. The worst part of it, a cell phone. It's a worst thing. Yet in the small sense, you're prepared to buy for a cell phone of 15,000 rands, a cell phone. Why my son wants the cell phone? Is it necessary or not? So these kind of matters we have to consider very carefully and bring a life into us that how to look after money, how to budget ourselves. Don't look at your expenses, look at your earnings. How much you can earn, that much you will love to live to. In that way, inshallah, you bring about a good relationship with everyone and you stop by begging and borrowing. Once you beg and borrow, then your izzat goes away too. Allah Ta'ala amal kareem tawfiq nasib.